Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, and I have a show for you today. As always, busting through the myths of holistic health. I'm going to do that today. We're going to go after osteoporosis. Why? Not necessarily because it's my favorite topic, but because it's on the tip of your tongue. Everybody after 50 has this notion about their bones are thinning, they're getting older, and God forbid they should break their hip, end up in a hospital, and die with tubes up their nose. And this blatantly is the deepest fear for a lot of people. Many of us have had family members who, as they age, their bones just turn to mush, turn to sponge. It's pain every day. You can't stand. You lie in bed. Worse than that, you break your hip. You break a bone somewhere, the neck of the femur. And, of course, Western medicine comes to the rescue because we give you these bone density tests, which mean next to nothing, which tell us next to nothing. Then we get these solutions, which are, for the most part, very superficial. Don't really work. Even Pharmaco will tell you they haven't got great drugs for this stuff. To make matters worse, thinning of the bone is like graying of the hair. It just happens. It's going to happen. It's part of normal aging. And from then, it gets really complicated. So I'm going to do a show today. As always, it's going to ask you to listen deeper, to learn more, to get on my website. If you're driving, if this is the first time you've heard the show, welcome. This is not a show about selling supplements. This is a show about giving you education so you may be more discreet using those supplements. So buy them elsewhere. But for the purposes of this show, get the concepts. That's too much for a lot of people, I understand. That's why I archive all the shows. Get to the website when you can. If you're driving, just listen. And then when you can, take a little time, get to that website. We're on what? This is show like 311. I have 311 hours of great stuff. I have doctors all over the United States from all walks of medicine listening to this show because it really is a great blend of hard science with what we call natural medicine, and I think that has its niche. All right, osteoporosis. What does it mean? It means you go to the doctor and you get your yearly physical. And they put you in a machine, and they tell you your bones are thinning. And then you freak out, and the first thing, of course, you do is read up on the internet that you've got to have adequate amounts of vitamin D. Yes, this is true. And, of course, that number is debatable. 30 to 100 nanograms per milliliter. That's what they'll tell you in the classic conventional perspective. Dr. Cannell and others want that 30 up at about 60 or 70. Things are still debated. I'd play it midstream and get my vitamin D up there at about 60, 70 nanograms per milliliter. After vitamin D, of course, then the word that really collapses everybody is hormones. My hormones. And we use the word hormone because we've been taught by Pharmaco and by the media that if there's a hormonal problem, there's a hormonal solution in the form of a cream or an injection or something. So you got to look at your estrogen and your testosterone because we all know we got less of that as we age. And if we just go buy that and spray it on or inject it in or take it as a sublingual or do whatever, we're going to build the hormonal part of the bone. And so now we've got vitamin D and the hormones. Then, of course, we want to exercise. And if we exercise, we're going to build bone. And after we've played around with the topical concepts, we think we've done our job. And this is my point to you. you do those things. You should look into those things. You got to understand what we mean, though, by hormonal balance, and we'll get to that today. But after you do that, 9 times out of 10, it's not enough. And if you really get into what osteoporosis or thinning of the bone is about, you'll understand why just doing those things and a few more things isn't enough. And that's where the education comes in. You've got to understand it. So first of all, you've got to understand bone. So if you're on the website, take a look at picture number 2. If not, just listen along. Bone, it looks like an ice cream sandwich. There's 2 plates and then a soft middle. That's bone. And I think all of us have had some relationship with bone marrow somewhere along the line, ladies, in cooking. At the holidays, bone marrow soup. We've got this concept of bone somewhere hidden away. Bone is like an ice cream sandwich. You got 2 steel plates on the outside, 2 hard plates on the outside, and soft, gooey stuff on the inside. And on the outside, that's what we call the cortical bone. So your bone, if we take your thigh bone and we cut it in half and we look down, we're going to see this circle of hard, compact, or what we call technically cortical bone. That's what you're looking at in picture 2. And then in the center is the spongy bone. And that spongy bone is the bone marrow. And in the marrow are 2 things, red and white marrow. The white marrow is the fat, and the red marrow is where the white blood cells and, well, I should say the red marrow is where the stem cells make all the cells of your blood. So your whole immune system is deriving from that bone marrow. All your red blood cells come from that bone marrow. So red blood cells, white blood cells, lymphocytes, neutrophils, macrophages, killer T cells, NK cells, the whole slew of immune system cells, connective tissue cells, are being made in the red part of the marrow. The yellow part of the marrow is fat, and we'll talk about that later. So that's kind of the layout of the bone. Now, when you talk about osteoporosis, you're not talking about the marrow. In classic Western medicine, you're not talking about the marrow. I'm going to link it to the marrow later, and that's what Western medicine hasn't figured out yet, that Eastern medicine has a grip on. And I'll show you the link up there, but for later. So in the classic Western sense, when you go to the hospital, you get your bone marrow, you get your bone density measured. They're only concerned with the cortical bone, the outside shell. And if it looks thin, then they start to tell you you have osteopenia. If it looks really thin, and they say, well, compared to everybody else your age and sex, it's really thin. Compared to the lady down the street, it's really thin. And she's your age. They tell you it's really thin, and that's osteoporosis. So there's lots of gray about this. Nobody's really happy with this osteopenia, osteoporosis thing. And the reason nobody's really happy with it, it's hard to get a norm. Who's to say what your bone density is supposed to be? We can only do this through statistics, and a lot of times statistics run against common sense. The difference between an Eskimo, a Maasai, and a Colombian, just that genetic difference between the 3 groups, means you can't put things into norms, and I'm not going to get too much into this, but it's a really, really shaky area, truly a shaky area. So, you go to the doctor and they tell you you're osteoporotic. That means that cortical bone has thinned out. Now, if we go into the cortical bone and we really look at what's going on inside the cortical bone, we're going to see 3 types of cells. Actually, there's more, but I'm going to mention 3 types of cells in the cortical bone or the compact bone. We have osteoblasts. We have osteoclasts. If you're online, look at picture number 6. Osteoblasts, osteoclasts, and osteocytes. The osteoblast is the progenitor cell. It's the cell that makes the bone you want, the bone you have more of when you're young, is made by the osteoblast. And then as that osteoblast matures, it becomes an osteocyte. That's what you want. Now, when those osteocytes, those bone cells, get ready to die, they need to be regenerated. Or new ones need to take their place, I should say. When those osteocytes, made by those osteoblasts, get beat up too much, are ready to die, so then they can be replaced, another cell has to step in to break them down. Old, dying, useless, senescent osteocytes, meaning what was once a good, strong bone cell, at a certain point gets resorbed or eaten, so to speak, broken down. The demolition crew comes in, and that demolition crew is in the form of another cell called an osteoclast. Osteoclast. So you have osteoblasts making osteocytes, and then when those osteocytes need to die and be replaced, you got to break them down and clean out the space. And we use the osteoclast to do that. So you think of osteoblasts as the cells you want. And you think of osteoclasts as the cells that, well, they have a role. But it's the balance between the osteoblast and the osteoclast. How many new ones are you making? And how fast are you breaking them down? It's that balance between those two cells that creates your bone metabolism, or bone modulation, as we'll call it. Now, what controls that is the issue. This is where you got to put your thinking caps on. This is where you got to dig deeper. It's a complicated topic. I'm going to make it as simple as I can. I'm going to give you more concepts. But more concepts may lead to more questions, and that's good. That's why I have this show archive. You can listen to it again. I have articles that you can read on your own. It doesn't take a long time to really have an understanding of what we call by health of the bone. Otherwise, you're enslaved to nutritional supplements or pharmaceutical drugs, neither of which by themselves are that effective. And that's why I selected this topic today, because herbal medicine doesn't have this figured out. So forget this notion that you're going to have a healthy bone metabolism based upon herbal solutions. They'll help. They may be important to a point. But if that's what you're dishing it off to, forget it. And as far as the pharmaceutical solutions, they're pitiful. And sometimes pharmaco does a good job, and sometimes they do a lousy job. Right now, we just haven't come up with drugs that are that effective. Fosamax and these other things, one of the things that the pharmaceutical drugs do is they slow down or suppress osteoclasty. Now, let's see what you've learned. Something like Fosamax, which was one of the famed pharmaco drugs, what it did is it suppressed osteoclasty, which means it slowed down the rate of bone resorption. When you slow down the rate of bone resorption, meaning you slow down how aggressively your osteoclasts are going to eat bone, well, then you prolong the time at which the other cells, the bone cells, the osteocytes, survive. So now let's remember the normal metabolism. The normal metabolism, an osteoblast, makes a bone cell, an osteocyte. And when that osteocyte's day is done, the osteoclast eats it, and then new bone is made. And so what they do with Fosamax and other drugs is they just suppress the osteoclast. Now, that looks good on a bone scan. That looks good when you get your bone mass measured, because you've got more old bone. Note what I said.